This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Hi, this is Job Search Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. And Christmas is upon us. And this is the last show before Christmas. I will do shows between Christmas and New Year's and return on January 3rd afterwards. So nothing on the 26th, nothing on Jan 2. Otherwise, my schedule is normal. Now, this show is an answer to a question that someone sent to me. And, you know, I see this all the time, and people do dumb stuff, and I give a very good answer for you. So the question is, I'm at my wit's end. Job hunting is getting frustrating. Does anyone have any suggestions? Please, I need help. I need help. And, you know, I offer some help, as you would expect. Hope you find the show helpful. And if you do, please give it 5 stars in iTunes and write a great review. It'd be a nice Christmas present for me. I really appreciate it. And now let's get going. I wrote a short ebook, 99 cents for Kindle. I'm going to summarize it for you. Now, the way I'm selling it now, it also has two additional features, a guide to writing resumes and a guide to interviewing. Even knowing how to do this, it's still worth buying. Here it goes. The book is called Diagnosing Job Search Problems. And here's how to diagnose them. Assuming you have the skills required, if you're not getting interviews, your resume sucks. If you're not getting calls from recruiters based upon your LinkedIn profile sucks. If you are getting first phone interviews, but you're not getting invited in for in-person interviews, you don't know how to do a phone interview. If you get into a first round in person, but no invitations back, you don't interview as well as you think you do. You see where I'm going? You can diagnose the problem every step along the way. You don't do a good job selling yourself in any of these modalities if you're not getting results. So break it down for yourself. That's how you diagnose the issue. Now, at the end of the day, what you need to do is make changes. There I can't help you right now because I don't know what you're doing to be able to give you specific advice. But for job hunters in general, I'll tell you, jobsearchcoachinghq.com has a ton of great content to help people find work and correct the mistakes that they're making in the job search. And it's not just enough to watch a video or listen to a podcast or read a book or what have you. You have to put it into practice. I was coaching someone yesterday before an interview. Now, he's a guy who's not particularly sophisticated, very talented in what he does, but, you know, he needs some work. And you know, suddenly, after starting to work on my site, he's got interviews going on. He asked for some advice about how to prepare for an in-person interview. It was the first one he had in close to 20 years. And he went on this interview on short notice, well-prepared, did a great job. Hiring manager told him, first person in the door, I'm away next week. Want to know if anything changes for you? All the right sort of things. Doesn't guarantee he's getting the job, but he put on a good show and he feels good about himself. Why? Because he learned what's necessary, has been practicing it time and time again in order to execute. Great athletes practice, right? Michael Jordan, LeBron James, pick the sport. There's a top person in the game who is practicing relentlessly. And you walk in on interviews and you wing it. And you have how much experience writing resumes? Zero. You may read them as a hiring manager, but that doesn't make you a resume writer or a good interviewer. Trust me, 40-some-odd years of doing this, most of you guys are awful. Get help. Get a coach to help you. I'm not talking about a third-party recruiter because all they're going to do is coach you into a job that they represent. They're not there to represent you. They're representing a client of theirs who's trying to hire someone, and they're going to try and finesse you into that job. That's fine up to a point, but it's not impartial advice. Get some help. Get a coach. Don't just simply rely upon friends, family, former managers, people who know a little more than you do, maybe, and haven't been through it as long as I have. JobSearchCoachingHQ.com has more than 400 videos, podcasts, books, articles, all designed to help you find work more quickly. Plus, you can ask me questions, and as I did with this person, I'll prep you on interviews, help you with the salary negotiation. I'll walk you through different steps in the process personally. Again, that's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Hope to see you at the site. Hope you have a great day. And you know, what it is you need help because you're an amateur in this area. I'm going to finish this up by saying we've all heard of the 10,000-hour rule popularized by Malcolm Gladwell. You know, it takes 10,000 hours of focused work in order to become expert at something. And you have how much experience writing a resume or interviewing? I can go on and on with this, but you're a babe in the woods and you don't know what you're doing and acting like an amateur. Do what the professional athletes do. Get a coach. Practice with that coach. Get better. You'll get a job. Have a great day.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.